Welcome to the bi-weekly Q&A call. How is everybody?
Great.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I won't waste a lot of your time. I know we got quite a few people on. Anybody that wants to jump in, just jump in and throw a question out there. Well, that's it for the bi-weekly Q&A call. So who's working on a deal you want to talk about? Nobody? Wow. Anybody have any challenges you're running into? Nobody? Well, I will tell you, we're moving to, you know, not only just buying stuff with HUD, but we're also doing some REO stuff as well. And we have found that the deals have started drying up a little bit. So we're expanding out, and we're going to be working the FSBO market here before too long. We're also working some bird dogs as well. So we've started doing some of that. In fact, just to let you guys know, I just hired a virtual assistant to do what my acquisition managers in the office does, which is basically search online for properties, find properties that meet the criteria, meaning they've been on the market 60 days, they have at least 3-bedroom, and they're at least 1,000 square feet. And then they call up the realtor, get some more information on the property, and then pull comps, drive the street, pull rent comps, and then make an offer based on that. So we've just hired a virtual assistant. His American name is George, but his real name is Abdul Hassan or something like that. We just call him the Hoss. So you'll like that. But he's pretty good. He started going through some training already. So we'll kind of let you know how that goes. Is anybody out there hired a VA or has a VA and it's working out good for you? Are you having any challenges with them?
Well, we have. This is Andy Fields.
Hey, Andy.
Hey there. We hired a VA out of the Philippines, I'd say about 6 weeks ago.
What website did you hire them off of?
A recommendation.
Oh, you got a recommendation from someone else.
I got a recommendation from Keller Williams down here in Florida.
Uh-huh.
That used this group almost exclusively for the work they need to have done. So they have experience in real estate.
Oh, that's good. So it's not like a website or whatever. It's just they used a group of virtual assistants, and you tapped into that.
Right. I called the virtual assistant team. It's a company.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what their website is. And we're paying $226 an hour. These are college graduates. Speak perfect English.
That's great.
But my challenges are, number one, focus, giving them things to do. I was using one group, and I was using them to build a buyer's list.
Uh-huh.
And until we defined the area and the way I wanted to do it, it wasn't working out well because I wanted to build the buyer's list. Plus, in Florida, I wanted to get our name out there in all the social media that we buy houses, any shape, any condition.
Right.
And I'm waiting for a good storm, so, hey, you keep the insurance, we'll buy the house from you.
We'll
fix it. And those are the ads I'm running now, hoping we get a decent storm someplace, so my name's out there.
There you go.
And I found that I was having a problem that we were going on weeks without getting more than a couple of investors listed. And finally, I said to him, I said, okay, guys, you have experience. I don't. I'm doing it by the book. Have you done this before? Yes. I'm going to have you put your money where your mouth is. This is going to be your job. Otherwise, we're not going to have a contract.
Right.
Let us do it our way, and we promise you we'll get results. Okay. In the period of time that I was doing it by the book, maybe we had 20 investors listed.
Wow.
Now, in the same period of time, we're up to about 16 pages times 22 a page, about 300 or so. So they definitely are proving that they know how to do it the way they've been doing it.
That's good. Have they been able to get some people on the phone and make some offers, or are they just building your buyer's list?
We haven't gotten to that yet. That's the next phase.
Okay.
That's the next phase that, unfortunately, I'm sure as you know, I was in the hospital, so I'm about a month behind in what I want, in what we want to do. So I'm playing a little catch-up now in my scheduling, but everything is pushed back about 30 days.
Right.
So I would be there now, but we need to ramp up for that. And matter of fact, you know, Randall is our coach. So that's what I'm going to be talking with him about next week, is about how to do it.
Good.
How to ramp up for it and how to assign them different areas.
And you know, working with virtual assistants is an area that Randolph is an expert in.
Oh, really?
Well, he is. I mean, you know, he won't tell
Great.
You that, but, you know, he's pretty good at that. He's pretty good about working with other people and delegating and showing them what to do and all that good stuff. And, yes, in fact, we're talking about coming out with a course about how to train your virtual assistant.
Fantastic.
So, in fact, what we're thinking about doing, and I don't know if there would be a market for this or not, but we're thinking about putting together a course for the kind of like a membership site where, say, if you as an investor wanted to hire a VA to analyze deals, well, you hire your VA, you give them the login, they go and they click on analyze deals, and it gives them a short video tutorial, shows them how to analyze deals, gives them the forms that they need, any script that they need or whatever. You know, if you want them to build your buyer's list, it'll show them a video about how to build their buyer's list and give them do the websites they need to go to and all that. You know, and if it's HUD, if you're wanting to make offers on HUD houses, you know, do a video that shows them the whole HUD model, how to search for properties, how to export the spreadsheet, and how to put the percentage that you want to offer in the spreadsheet. And so your VA can do all that stuff, so you don't have to train your VA. It'll train your VA for you.
I think that'd be great, because the challenge I had initially was we used the REI Black Book, and they weren't familiar with it. So the first couple of weeks was them learning how to use it and how
right.
to use the contact management section to
right.
become effective. And all that was off of videos.
Yeah. There's a lot of different applications out there and a lot of different things that people talk about automation. You know, I mean, there's all different kind of software. There's FreedomSoft. There's RealFlow. There's eReal Investor. There's REI Black Book. There's just a bunch of stuff out there. But in my opinion, a person needs to automate their business the way they want to do it. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can automate your business, including hiring VAs. But you don't have to implement it all. You can just start with one or two things and work your way up,
well,
in my opinion.
I agree. I agree completely.
Good, good. Cool. Well, I know we've had some more people jump on. Does anybody have a question?
Larry, with the market changing like it is, should we be changing our formula, or should the formula still be good and stay?
Well, I do believe that there's more support in the marketplace. As we know, the market has turned. It's now a seller's market in a lot of places. So sometimes to get a deal, you will have to pay more. But also, one thing that I want to tell you, it's a good time to be retailing houses. It's a great time to be retailing houses if you're going to, you know, buy, fix, and flip, because we're in the season right now. And we're in a good season. Just, you know, make sure that it's something that you can get on the market before the fall. So I think it's a good time to fix and flip. I also think it's a great time to buy and hold. And another thing is, with the higher-priced houses, you can actually pay more. You can change your formula a little bit and pay more and still make good money by paying 75, maybe even as much as close to 80% for a house, especially if it's a $200,000 or $300,000 house.
Well, okay.
If that makes sense.
Hey, thank you. I was just wondering because you're the one in the driver's seat down there, and you're more aware of it than myself. So.
Well, and I also think it depends on what market you're in too. Where are you buying at?
Well, we're tuning. We've been looking in the Carolinas, and we've been looking down Florida way. But we're you're talking to Steve from Canada, so we've got the distance problem and the connection
right.
problem still.
Well, it's not a problem. Just you can do it though. You can do it. Just go slow at it. Don't get in a big hurry. Make sure you get a good deal, not just get a deal.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want you to get in a hurry. So many people get into this mode of I got to get a deal. The most important thing is just slow and steady. You know, it's not a race, but it's just slow and steady and just make offers every day. Make offers every day, build your buyers list every day, and just at the end of the day, know that you've done some activity that's going to move you closer to your goals. Even if you didn't get a house under contract, maybe you met two or three or four realtors that you could add to your database. Maybe you got on somebody's email notification list to send you properties, and maybe you made two or three offers, but you're that much closer to a deal.
Good advice.
Oh, good. I hope it helps. Anybody have a question? Anybody doing any buy and hold right now? Maybe not. I think
Larry?
Now's a great time to be doing some buy and hold. Yes.
We have a question about HUD homes.
Sure.
And getting involved with the HUD homes and wholesaling them.
Okay.
With the problem of, and am I correct that the deposits are non-refundable from HUD?
That is correct. If you send your deposit in as an investor, and if you don't close on that property for any reason, then you will not see your deposit again. And the deposit amounts are if the contract amount, the price that you've agreed upon that they've accepted, up to $50,000, it's a $500 deposit. Anything over that is a $1,000 deposit. And I'm pretty sure, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure it's that way all over the country.
Okay. So if you're looking at wholesaling, and you don't find a buyer for it,
uh-huh.
Choice is either to keep the house or to lose the deposit.
That is correct. Another thing that you can do is you can, if you're very close and you think, yeah, I am going to find a buyer for it, you can ask for an extension, and they will extend your closing, you know, probably 15 days, 10 or 15 days or something. But it will cost you. They will charge you, and if I'm not mistaken, it's around $100 or $150 that they charge you to extend the closing.
Okay. But they still have...
Per day or overall?
If your goal is wholesaling,
yeah.
Work as hard at building your buyer's list as you do at making offers on properties.
Okay.
You make your money when you buy, but you don't get paid unless you sell it.
Right. Okay.
Cool. I hope that helped.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. No problem.
Anybody okay,
else?
So the 150, is that per day or just
Oh, no,
or
no,
is that
no.
100?
That's like that was a really good question. That's like if they give you a 15-day extension, they're going to charge you just a flat $150 and you have to send it to them, and when they get it, you know, then they'll extend the contract.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, but none of it is refundable.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody else have a question?
your virtual assistant, what geographic area are you focusing on?
You mean the one I just talked about a minute ago we hired as an acquisition manager?
Yeah, what states?
He's going to work the Wilmington and surrounding area.
Okay.
Yeah, we've actually got in our office, we have Mike McKenzie, who is working up around Asheville, Hendersonville, North Carolina. We have Steve, who is working Columbia, South Carolina, and surrounding areas. We've got Lego, who is working the Rock Hill, York County, right like where we are and surrounding. And then Randolph, who is your coach, he works the Charlotte market and surrounding market. And if I'm not mistaken, Randolph closed, you know, I mean, he coaches people every day. And he still did four or five deals last month, I believe it was. Himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Himself, yeah. So he's rocking and rolling. He's very good. In fact, he's flying to Florida tomorrow to coach some people in Florida, spend two or three days with them, and he got back. He was in Hawaii 2 weeks ago doing the same thing. I don't know if he shared that with you or not. But
yeah, I knew he was going to Hawaii, but I haven't talked to him in the 3 weeks I've been out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how are you getting along, by the way?
Much better. Heart surgery was this past Monday, and recovery as well.
Wow, heart surgery this past Monday?
Yep.
Man, they get you in and out of there from Canada, don't they?
I was out. I got operated on Monday, and I had dinner at home Tuesday night.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow, was it like bypass surgery or something?
I'm sorry?
Was it bypass surgery?
No, they had to, it's called cardiac ablation, where they go inside the heart and they find a tissue that has a short circuit in it. And they burn that part of the muscle out to try to kill the short circuit.
That's amazing.
It sure is. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anybody else have a question? Anybody?
Right group.
Did you get
hey, Larry?
Yes.
The guys you just talked about going to Hawaii and stuff. Who is he training?
We have several different programs of our inner circle, and depends on which program you signed up for would depend on what who you're working with and how you're working with them. Yeah, but whenever he goes, like, to Hawaii and goes to Florida and stuff, he goes and trains students in Hawaii and Florida that had signed up for what we call our hometown mentoring, where we come to you and spend 2.5-3 days at your house, you know, working with you. That's what that's about. Is that what you meant?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. Anybody else have a question? Anybody have any challenges, anything you're running into? Anything you need help with?
How do you find a good virtual assistant.
Okay. Were you on here earlier? At the beginning?
I heard it earlier. I heard you say you're going to train them. I heard
that
part and stuff like that.
Okay. I would say go to Odesk. This is some great information right here, okay? Here's what you do. You go to Odesk, odesk.com.
odesk.com.
Right, and you set up an account, and it's going to require a credit card. That's because that's how they get paid. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you set up an account, and then you post a job, okay? And you post a job. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's an easy site to navigate. That's the reason I like it. You post a job. I am looking for an experienced real estate virtual assistant, and then you just describe what you want them to do. If you want them to build your buyers list, if you want them to analyze properties, make offers, whatever, and you let them know the skills you're looking for. I'm looking for somebody that knows real estate, has worked for an investor in the past, that knows how to analyze deals, knows how to look at pictures of a property, give a rough idea as to the amount of repairs, knows how to drive a street on Google Earth, and knows how to pull comps and rent comps and all that stuff, if that's what you want them to do. Then what you do is you post that job, and then you go to the homepage of Odesk, and you, under where it says find contractors, you type mm-hmm. in the search bar real estate. And then it's going to list about 12,000 virtual assistants that have the keywords real estate in their profile. And 12,000 is quite a bit. So what you do is, on the left-hand side, you can narrow it down with filters. So I filter it out where I only want people who have 4 or 4.5 or 5 stars, and then narrow it down to only the virtual assistants who are willing to work for $5 an hour or less. And if you're wanting them to get on the phone, you scroll down a little bit lower, and you check the ones that have scored 30% or higher, or in the top 30%, I should say, of use of the English language. So now you've narrowed it down to probably less than 1,000. Then you go and you look at those profiles, and you pick the ones that you really like, and then you invite them to apply for your job posting that you just posted. And that's the way you find a really good virtual assistant. Now, there's going to be a lot of them apply on their own, but then you'll just start narrowing them down and you'll interview them. Here's what I do. Whenever I get a virtual assistant that has applied, I send them a list of questions. For example, I'll send them a list of questions saying, how many current jobs do you have going on? How many hours a week can you work? And do you have references I can call or email? If so, send me their contact information. And how long have you worked as a virtual, a real estate VA? And can you build a buyer's list? Can you talk to people on the phone? Do you have a U.S. phone number? Do you have a good internet connection? And you know, just all kind of questions like that. Oh, another one is, can you work 9 to 5 Eastern time? Because I'm in the Eastern time zone, so I say, can you work 9 to 5 Eastern? Or if it's part-time, you'll say, can you work between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern? Even if it's part-time, you want them within those hours. And then once you find out the ones that respond to you, some of them will not even respond to your questions. And then you just delete those. And then you shortlist the rest of them. There's a button you click on to shortlist them. And then whenever you look them up, it'll have a little green checkbox beside of them. So those, another question is, it's really not a question, but it says, please send me all of your contact information, your U.S. phone number, your email address, and your Skype ID. So then what you do is you Skype them, and it's just like a phone call, or you can do video conferencing, and you ask them interview questions. And I like to ask questions like, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Are you a people person or a numbers person? Are you a big picture person or a detail person? that sort of thing. So I hope that helps. I know that was a long story, but I think it was a lot of good information.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Sure.
It's just a lot.
Good.
Good. Need to feed the right down. And
it is a lot. It is a lot. But, you know, it's okay. It's kind of self-explanatory once you get in there. When you get in there and start poking around at Odesk, you'll remember, oh, yeah, this is what Larry's talking about. So anybody else have a question? Well, guys, I really appreciate you guys being on. Remember, you can always reach me in between these calls if you want to. You can just shoot me an email to larry@larrygoins.com, and I'll be glad to answer it right away. So thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate it. I hope I was able to get all your questions answered. And we appreciate your business, and let us know if we can help you with anything at all. And we look forward to hearing your success stories.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.